something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Who is out there driving in-person economic spending as the country recovers from the pandemic? Right now, vaccinated consumers have been less likely to go out to restaurants and entertainment venues than those who don't plan to get the vaccine. Early data shows that the vaccinated are still cautious and avoiding large crowds. Many states that have higher vaccination rates have had slower rebounds of in-person spending, and experts say that spending among vaccinated people will most likely be at full force by summertime. Sarah Cheney Cambon, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me, Oscar.
We're getting some data on who is powering the economy right now. For a long time, obviously, to get out of the pandemic, we had been looking to everybody getting vaccinated. But what we're seeing in some of this first round of data, as a lot of states are opening up and everything a little bit more, it's not necessarily the people that are vaccinated that are out spending right now. It's people that are unvaccinated. To a point, it makes sense. They might either be skeptical. They might live in states that had more relaxed rules around this. Mm-hmm. So they're out powering the economy right now. What are we seeing?
Right. We're seeing that vaccinated Americans, as of now, are less likely to go out to places like restaurants and salons and entertainment venues than people who are not vaccinated. One analyst I spoke with put it pretty well, and he said that the vaccinated are proceeding with cautious optimism. So they are going out more than they were in January, for instance, but they're just not going out as much as people who don't plan to get the vaccine.
Yeah, they're not comfortable yet doing live entertainment things where there's lots of crowded areas. And, you know, I'm interested in this story for a number of reasons, obviously, right? To see how the economy is doing, how people are getting out there, but kind of also holds up a mirror to myself in a way. I am vaccinated, but a lot of this makes sense. You know, you were in lockdown for basically a year, you know, told constantly to be careful about stuff, social distancing, mask wearing. Coming out of it, it's going to take a little bit of doing. And even for myself, I've had that pent-up demand to go do so many things, but I haven't even been to a movie yet, partly because there's not that many great movies out just yet. I think next month they start really, the big blockbusters start rolling out again. But even still, it is that kind of cautious optimism. I find myself hesitating sometimes.
Right, exactly. I think, you know, vaccines, these COVID vaccines have been rolling out for a few months now. And so you have a not insignificant portion of the population that's fully vaccinated. But I think it's so much more than just getting that second shot in terms of what's changing what's going to change people's willingness to go out. I think a lot of it is that the vaccine rollout is incomplete. So even if you are fully vaccinated, maybe you're waiting for more people to get vaccinated. And Also, you know, you have the fact that public health guidance from like the CDC is shifting. You know, they recently eased some face mask restrictions, but it takes a while for that sort of news to disseminate and for it to like meaningfully change people's behavior.
So let's get into some of the numbers that we're seeing, because there's some interesting things in there. Let's start off with foot traffic. You mentioned in the article, this is a proxy for spending. So what are we seeing as far as that goes when people are going to airports, hotels, theaters, all this other stuff?
Right. So foot traffic data from this company, it's a research or a data analytics company called Earnest Research, shows that foot traffic at airports, hotels, and theaters has actually been climbing faster in states with vaccination rates below 45% compared with states with higher rates. And so, again, it supports that idea that higher vaccination rates are not necessarily triggering much faster growth in spending and people's willingness to go out.
Let's talk about the political breakdown, because that was some interesting stuff that came out. For states that voted for President Biden and they have higher vaccination rates, their rebounds of in-person spending are a little slower than those that maybe had more relaxed rules and voted for President Trump.
Exactly. So the foot traffic data from Earnest Research shows that blue states have had slower rebounds than red states. And, you know, there are multiple factors that could explain what's going on. I don't think it's just one thing. Blue states had tighter business restrictions really throughout the pandemic, and they're starting to lift those restrictions. So we'll kind of see whether those states start to catch up more with red states. And then also they were hit earlier on with the COVID pandemic. A lot of the states in the Northeast were hit really hard. So there could be some scarring effects there, for instance, that have kind of kept people from going out in those areas throughout the pandemic.
Right. I mean, I'm kind of living through it myself. I live in California. So where our state is going to fully open up, I think it's June 15th. So we're still about, you know, a little less than a month away from that. But there's capacity limits. It feels as if everybody is kind of waiting for that magic date, and then things will kind of start exploding. But you're right. There is that kind of cautiousness leading up to that still. You know, not everything is opened up. And it makes sense on the other front, where these relaxed rules have been more relaxed. I mean, they've been out and about already doing it. So they're kind of ahead of that. You know, when it comes to online shopping, too, that's obviously something that played such a huge role throughout the pandemic. That's just another big thing. I haven't stepped in a store to buy clothes physically for so long. I can do it online. And so these kind of things are going to slow that return as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we did see that the Earnest Research data show that online spending has accounted for a higher share of spending in these more vaccinated blue states than in red states. And so it'll be interesting to see how much of that continues as the economy reopens more and hopefully COVID cases continue to go down. You know, how much of that online spending difference is actually going to stick around.
It seems like everybody kind of agrees that summer is going to be this big point where, you know, many restrictions across the country are going to be lifted. More people will be vaccinated. You know, it's the summer months, so it's hotter, so you won't have things like flu and colds, and obviously COVID circulating as much, hopefully. So everybody's looking for summer for that real big boom.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. The analysts I spoke with for this story were saying that, yeah, right now vaccinated people are not going out as much as not vaccinated people, but that will probably shift some over the summer as, you know, hopefully more people become comfortable kind of resuming their normal everyday activities, just going inside restaurants and traveling more and maybe even going to concerts or movie theaters if good movies come out. Right.
Right. That's what I'm looking forward to, all of those, hopefully very soon. Sarah Cheney Cambon, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Oscar.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.